Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, you guys are going to be hearing a little bit about the plague in the news today because there was a squirrel that tested positive in Colorado for plague. Plague is very, very rare. We do not think we're going to have bubonic plague or pneumonic plague outbreaks within the United States, but it's something to watch out for. So if you are outdoors, and we're going to try to go camping this weekend because, you know, we want to get away from the heat and we're trying to social distance, so we're going to try to go out and, you know, be in nature, try to stay away from, you know, droppings and poo-poo and fleas and any dead animals or whatever because, you know, we don't want you picking up plague. But only one squirrel tested positive in Colorado. On the flip side, we're hearing about rabies and bats in Nevada. Now, rabies cases in the United States is rare. Maybe there's anywhere from 1 to 3 in any given year in the United States. We don't really see a lot of rabies. And the reason why is most people that deal with animals that could expose them to rabies get the vaccine. There's a human rabies vaccine, and then our animals could get vaccines. So your kitty cat, your dog could get a vaccine. Cattle could get a vaccine for rabies if they need to. Animals like foxes and bats and I don't know, skunks. Yep, skunks and raccoons can also carry rabies. So wild animals can carry rabies. And rabies scares the hell out of me. Okay, yeah, the plague bothers me, but it's a bacteria. I told you guys, I'm good with bacteria. You can take an antibiotic for bacteria. I'm fine with that. But viruses scare the living daylight out of me, and rabies is one scary sucker. Now, the reason why I don't like rabies is because you might not know you have it for years. You could have this virus, and it be screwing around in your body for years. The incubation period could be days to years. That messes with my mind. Something with, like, HIV, HPV, you know, some of these viruses might not cause symptoms right away. We're going to talk about HPV also, and it's linked to prostate cancer. But going back to rabies, what happened in Nevada is they tested about 170, I think, bats, and they found that, I think, was it 7 of them? Yeah, 7 of them had rabies. Now, people would say, all right, well, fine, stay away from bats. Not very easy, okay? I was surprised how many bats I see, you know, in my neck of the woods. I live in Clark County, Nevada. We have Clark County and Washoe County, which are the most populous counties. Washoe County has Reno on your way to, like, Lake Tahoe up there, that area. Clark County has Las Vegas. And so bats fly, and I see bats, and you know it's a bat because it's a very clumsy-looking bird. And bats have teeth, and they just, I don't know, they're just ugly. And the problem with rabies is, you know how with bees, well, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you? If you don't bug the bat's not going to bug you. Not with rabies. With rabies, they might be a little bit more aggressive. They might be a little bit more assertive. So you're just minding your own business, and here comes this rabid bat. So it's pretty scary stuff. So basically, rabies, like I said, it's a virus, and it's a virus that loves the nervous system. This virus will come into a cut, somehow get into your body, and then it'll find the nerve, and it'll go up the nerves, and it'll trace the nerve highway to the brain and spinal cord. Not very good. So this incubation period, you might not have any symptoms, but then you might get this prodrome. With viruses, you get something called a prodrome, where you kind of get this ill-like feeling. So sometimes people who newly acquired HIV or newly acquired hepatitis or something, they'll just kind of feel achy. They'll feel this malaise. Sometimes they'll feel muscle cramps. Maybe they'll have, you know, fever. Maybe they'll have headache. Maybe they'll have some anxiety. Maybe they'll have some nausea and vomiting or some sore throat or runny nose or cough. Kind of similar to COVID. Now, I'm not saying all these COVID cases are rabies, but, you know, symptoms overlap. When you have a virus, you can get any of these symptoms. Coughs, knees, sore throat, malaise, muscle aches, fever, headache, anxiety. You might feel a little depressed. You might feel down. However, with rabies, you might also get a little tingling. in the skin, a little burning, little numbness. So that would be with the prodrome. Then, usually we'll see the prodrome anywhere from 2 days to maybe 10 days. Then you start going into an acute neurological phase. An acute neurological phase means that virus is in the nerves. So you might get more agitated. You might have more anxiety. You might have more tingling. You might have hallucinations where you see things that aren't there. You might get like muscle twitching, muscle rigidity, because you have the nerves affected that are innervating the muscle. You might even have trouble breathing. You might even see paralysis in parts of the body. You could have trouble swallowing, trouble breathing. It could be unfortunately not very good. If this rabies has not been detected in you and we haven't started to institute treatment, with you not being able to breathe and your brain being affected and all that, you might go into a coma, and then unfortunately you might die. So we do not screw around with rabies. So what do we do with rabies? Well, remember when I was a kid, you guys might not remember when I was a kid, but for any of you guys who were kids in the 80s, you were told, oh man, you're going to have to get like 20 shots in the stomach. Well, basically it's a little better now. You don't have to have 20 shots, but basically we give you something called immunoglobulin, which is kind of actually what we're giving COVID patients, where it's something that binds the virus so it can't go and infect further. And then we need to induce your immune system. So you get a series of shots over multiple days, maybe weeks, to help induce your immune system to help stop rabies. Rabies can be fatal if it's not found right away, which is why we want you guys to avoid rabies. So how do you avoid rabies? Well, if you're a veterinarian or somebody that works with wildlife, you get vaccinated. Vaccinated boosters may be anywhere from 3 to 10 years. So it's not just a one shot does it. Then you want to make sure that whoever you are working with is, you know, rabies vaccinated, which is why our cats and our dogs and everything has to have rabies. Then you want to avoid animals. So let's say there's a dog and the dog is kind of walking around and you don't think you see the foam or the salivation, because sometimes some of these animals will salivate if they have rabies, not all of them. So you're thinking, oh, well, it's not foaming at the mouth, so it's okay. Here, could you go? Here, come to mommy. And that dog can attack you. Because remember, if the dog is agitated, the dog's not going to stop and think, oh, this is a real nice person who loves dogs. They're going to think you're trying to attack them. They're going to be paranoid. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been high. I haven't. But apparently you just feel like everyone's out to get you sometimes, depending on what you're high on. That's what the animal might be like. So that's why avoid any stray animal, because you just don't know if it could have been bitten by a bat that has rabies, or bitten by somebody else or something else that has rabies. Or, yeah, even a person. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My voice gets lower and lower and lower. It's the testosterone. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please keep those questions coming. We will try to answer them on air or on Facebook or on email, and we'll try our best. I know it's kind of been a very, very busy season, so I apologize if I haven't gotten to your question. Just re-ask it then, because I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. I've had students, unfortunately, they think I've blown them off, and I don't mean to. It's just sometimes I just don't get the email or it goes to spam. So always try to just resend it, so hopefully I catch it. So HPV is another virus that I can't stand. I've been very, very fortunate to not have it, but I've had to screen for it on multiple occasions with patients because they have either, you know, propensity towards, let's say, cervical cancer, maybe rectal cancer, anal cancer, mouth cancer, throat cancer, penile cancer. And this HPV virus is another one of these son of a gun viruses that we, and a son of a gun is being put very, very delicately and lightly, because it's a virus. It's seemed to have unpredictability, and now I'm scared of it because of its predictability. I think if you have HPV or you've been exposed to HPV, we don't blow anything off. And we've been alerted today, which is something a lot of us doctors have already been kind of watching out for. But there has been a little bit more evidence that HPV could put you at risk for prostate cancer. So HPV for years was considered a woman virus because HPV could cause changes to the cervix. And the cervix is like, you know how you have like a light bulb where you have the white and then you have the silver in a light bulb, where the white is like the uterus where the baby sits, and then the silver is the cervix that has to thin and dilate for the baby to come out. Cervical cancer has been linked to HPV. Now, not all types. All right, we're talking about subtype 16 and subtype 18. HPV has numerous types and strains, but there are a couple strains that cause cancer. So we screen you during pap smears for HPV. Now, when you're younger, we find that a lot of the HPV dies out by itself, doesn't seem to have any long-term sequelae. I'm not that optimistic. I think if you've been exposed to HPV, you need to be watched a little bit more closely. And I have been very, very humbled by the destruction that HPV can cause. It can also cause vaginal cancer, cancer in the vaginal area. Getting an HPV infection is not easy. It's not fun. You can also get genital warts, male and female. For guys, you can get penile cancer. Guys and gals can get anal cancer, rectal cancer from HPV in the area. Doesn't necessarily have to have been from anal sex. It just can, you know, travel. And then throat cancer. Throat cancer scares the hell out of a lot of guys because we see guys get it more than females, and it isn't just in smokers. So we're assuming that somehow HPV that was acquired sexually by one partner is getting into the back of the throat of another. And this HPV doesn't die out. It sticks and it brews. So we have an HPV vaccine, and we recommend that kids and girls and boys by age 11, 12 get their HPV vaccine. It used to be a three-shot course where you get it at 1 month, 2 months, and 6 months. Now they have a two-shot course because it was really hard to get these kids in for three times. So we give it to you 6 months apart, one shot and then the other shot. They have to be within 6 months apart. But not a lot of parents are on board, and especially boys. Like, HPV is a girl thing. I got sons. They don't have a cervix. Yeah, but they have a prostate. They have an anus. They have a throat. And so with this prostate cancer study, what happened is doctors at the University of South Wales, of New South Wales in Australia, had looked at a bunch of prostate tissue. They looked at both benign prostate tissue and cancerous prostate tissue, and they found HPV virus in healthy prostate tissue. Which means if you had sex with somebody with HPV, it decided to travel up the penis and hide out and hang out in the prostate. Well, we don't want any virus hanging out anywhere because it could cause damage or induce an immune response. When they looked at prostate cancer, 22% of the prostate cancer cases they found had HPV. So they're starting to see a correlation. Plus, when you have communities that have high HPV rates, you also, or high cervical cancer rates, you also seem to see correlation between high prostate cancer rates. So now this isn't just a girl disease. This is also a guy disease too, which it has always been. And so if you have a girlfriend or a wife who's had HPV, you might need to have your prostate checked a little bit closer. Now, prostate cancer screening is not very popular. Apparently, there's been a lot of false positives, and we have been told in the medical field to not always run PSAs, not send people for biopsy, to, you know, follow more strict guidelines that the USPSTF has given us. And with the screenings, we're not now screening a baseline prostate PSA test at age 40 anymore. It really is based on your risk factors. It's based on you know, family history, if you have BRCA1, BRCA2, genetic mutations. But then we heard that Ben Stiller, comedian, actor, had an aggressive form of prostate cancer when he was in his 40s. So who gets tested? Well, it's supposed to be a conversation that you have with your medical provider. If you believe you're at risk, they might start with a baseline PSA. Now, PSA is specific. It's not sensitive. Now, we talked about this a couple days ago. If you have a PSA that's normal, let's say it's below, you know, one, there's a good chance you don't have prostate cancer. Right? But if it's high, if your prostate PSA level's high, it doesn't mean you have prostate cancer. You could have inflammation of the prostate. So it's specificity means if you're negative, you can pretty much party and know that it's negative. Whereas something being sensitive, I mean, if you have something, it's going to be positive. PSAs are not that sensitive. So if you have prostate cancer, early prostate cancer, that PSA might not pick it up. So prostate-specific antigen is a blood test. Now, how I looked at prostate-specific antigen came from training from the urologist. When you're in family medicine, you get trained, you know, by specialists. Not only are you trained by GPs and more family doctors, but you're also trained by specialists, so then you can mold how you address, you know, early management of certain specialties. So I was taught to get a baseline PSA and then check it in a year or two to see if it's rising. That it wasn't so much the snapshot number, but if it's going up. So I had patients who were prostate cancer patients that I inherited, you know, for other issues. Their blood pressure was up, whatever. And I go, wow, you know, how did they pick up on your prostate cancer? And I look back at their old records, and they had a PSA level that was like 2 or 3, which is normal. But see, for me, something like that would prompt me to recheck it in 6 months to see if there's a spike. If it doubles in a year, that PSA level, that means you're brewing something. So when I see somebody has a PSA level of 2 or 3, I'd want to recheck it to see if it goes up. Now, I'm not a urologist, and I know there's new guidelines, but if you have a partner who's been HPV positive, or you've ever had genital warts, or you've been very sexually active, or there's any, you know, family history, I'm going to probably be a little bit more aggressive in checking your PSA. And then, if I think it's going up, I'll have a urologist keep an eye on you. The urologist will decide if you need a biopsy or not. So, you know, I don't want to sit here and go against any guidelines from the USPSTF, but what I'm saying is prostates are not supposed to be ignored. Just because the majority of people who get prostate cancer outlive it, or the prostate outlives them because, you know, there's other things out there that are meaner and badder than a slow-growing prostate. We have HPV is the number one STD in the world, all right? It's not the most highly reported. Chlamydia is that, but HPV is a big one. It sits out there. And if you don't have people getting vaccinated and you get exposed to HPV, I certainly think there's a link to prostate cancer. So I don't want people blowing off their pap smears. I don't want people blowing off their prostate cancer screens. Digital rectal exams don't really pick up a lot because you're only feeling part of the prostate. But we still do rectal exams for other reasons. But, you know, can you cure HPV? If you have HPV, can you cure it? No. All you could really do is get a vaccine against these scary types like 16 and 18. But, you know, to close in this last minute of this segment here, this is why viruses are a little scary. You know, I've noticed a correlation between diabetics and pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer, you know, is supposed to be very, very rare. It's not supposed to come with diabetes. But what if that person got diabetes because of a virus? Did that virus cause, you know, sit in that pancreas and cause damage? Or did somebody start to develop a rare cancer and did it start to cause that pancreas to not make insulin and that's why the person became diabetic? So, you know, I like to, you know, assume that viruses are at the root of a lot of issues. Do we think coronavirus could be cancerous at this point? No. But they better study it and have an open mind because viruses can cause some nasty stuff. 1-877-DOT-DOT.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States budget deficit hit $3 trillion in the last year, putting the financial gap on pace to be the largest annual deficit since World War II. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating the annual deficit could total $3.7 trillion in the fiscal year that ends September 30th. That prediction could total more if lawmakers, when they get back from their summer recess, approve another coronavirus relief package. Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime friend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, will face a federal judge in New York on Tuesday. Maxwell's attorneys are insisting she be let out on bond, but according to legal analyst Lisa Green,
if you were going to produce a YouTube video, an instructional video on how to look like someone who you can't count on to appear in court for a hearing, it would be based on the facts we read about in the prosecution's case.
This is USA Radio News. After a Supreme Court ruling, the government carries out their first execution in 17 years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three.
With confirmed coronavirus cases continuing to surge across the country, the debate is continuing as to whether children should be in school for in-person learning starting in August. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio believes,
so there has to be a non-school option available to people, but I do believe we have to work extra hard to be as flexible as we can to figure out a way to get those who do need to be in school into a brick-and-mortar facility so they can learn.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a kid, I used to suck on money. The dirtier the coin, the tastier it was. So my father would come home, and he would empty his pockets, and he'd have some change. And I would take the quarters or the pennies, especially the pennies, and suck on them. Until my mom or dad saw me do it, and then they'd yell at me. But I love sticking money in my mouth. I wouldn't put a paper bill in there. My parents didn't really have a lot of money, so we really didn't see a lot of paper bills. And I didn't like the way paper money tasted, but I sure liked sucking on coins. You know, as an ER doc, I would, you know, be dealing with kids that would swallow coins. And for the most part, we don't panic too much as long as we could see it pass through the intestine. But, you know, why would coins be in people's mouths? Because kids like the taste of it and they're round and they have a texture. And then I don't know if you've ever tasted, I think it was a quarter. The quarter would have like a rivet around the end of it that you could taste, and then a nickel would be smoother. A nickel was not as fun as a penny. A penny would have more density. I don't know. It just, if I put a coin in my mouth, I could tell you right away what it is, even if you mess with the sizes. I just had money in my mouth. I don't understand. I was a stupid kid. All right. I really wasn't the smartest kid. Okay. So money, unfortunately, has been, at the root of some of the, you know, sort of commerce controversy as it comes to COVID, because money can spread germs. They think that COVID could sit for a couple days on money, maybe even longer on coins. And so we now have a coin shortage. You thought we had a generic medication shortage because of COVID and stuff being made in China. There's a toilet paper shortage because it was every man for themselves and people thought they needed a lot of toilet paper for the lockdown. Then they realized they could just go anywhere, you know, and still pee. Or I peed in the shower to save toilet paper. I'm like, I could save toilet paper, and I could just pee in the shower. But now we have a coin shortage. And why do we have a coin shortage? Well, because not a lot of people are going into stores. They're ordering things online. In fact, they did a study looking at millennials. Millennials aren't really big on housing purchases and car purchases. They're really big on online purchases. And so if, you know, the majority of a store's market is basically online, you don't have somebody coming in going, here, I'll give you 50 cents, I'll give you 25 cents, or I'll give you whatever. Plus, a lot of people don't do exact change anymore. They'll just give a couple dollar bills, and then they'll just get the change. Even me, I notice I don't do the math. When I'm in a drive-thru, and I'm ordering like some 99 cent burgers or whatever, and let's say with tax, it comes to, let's say, $2.14. I feel like there are people in the back of the line going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So I won't find the 14 cents. I'll just give three singles because I just don't want to wait. Even though it's going to take them time to do that, it's actually faster if you give them exact change. I just get so nervous that people are going to yell at me or honk at me. So I'm like, here, just so I have all this change. I just have all the change I don't know what to do with. And I know I should just do the math or take it into a bank, but I haven't. Well, Kroger is a store that I believe they are kind of done with giving change. And what they're going to do, because of COVID and because of germs and things like that, they're going to either ask if your change can be donated. So let's say my $2.14, you know, whatever purchase leaves me with 86 cents. They'll ask if I could donate it to a hunger fund, or they'll put it on like a card. Like I'll have like a cash card that I could use for a future purpose. So they're starting to do away with money. And, you know, it starts to kind of beg the question, should we start doing away with cash? You know, this COVID thing isn't going away. And even if it does go away, all of us have had such a crash course in microbiology that we really don't want to pick up flu. We don't want to pick up HPV. We don't want to pick up hepatitis. And so we assume that these viruses or bacteria are living on our money, and we know the money's dirty. So if we know the money is dirty, money's going to get axed. And as more and more people are using credit cards and electronic payments and Apple Pay and things like that, you know, why have a wallet? Why get robbed? Why? You know, it's interesting. So I hang out with a lot of people of different ages. And the boomers have the thickest wallets. They just do. They seem to carry more cash. The Xers have credit cards, not a lot of them. But, and then they have cash, so they have the medium wallets. Your millennials and your Zers have the thinnest wallets. Because, again, they don't walk around with cash, they don't walk around with coins. They just don't. They're like, here's a card, here's a card, here's a card. It's more electronic. Then eventually we're going to be able to pay with our fingers, we're going to be able to pay, you know, with our retinal scans, which is nice, because I always fear I'm going to lose my phone, or I'm going to lose my credit card, and then now what do I do? So, you know, maybe, I don't know if that's the best thing, because now I want to talk about these Amazon smart carts. So did you guys hear about this? Where rather than you having to deal with a cashier at a store, in these Amazon Go, groceries, there's a smart cart. So as you throw your product in the smart cart, it adds already it'll just add up the charge. And so whatever you put in your cart is already charged to your account. Your account's already paying for it. So now you don't have to stop by a cashier. So you don't have to see a cashier. Now people are like, this is cool. Now I don't have to worry about getting money. I don't have to worry about getting exposed. I'm a little worried about cashiers. There's thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of cashiers throughout the United States. Well, where are those jobs going? You got cashiers, then you got the bag. Well, we don't call them bag boys anymore, but the people who bag things up. Did you see that? Oh, I can't say that TV show. Something Creek, I can't say it on air, where he, you know, works as a bagger and he starts to kind of, you know, yeah, it's really, really funny. So, you know, where we're moving, well, automation has not stopped. And in fact, COVID has now accelerated it. So if you thought we were going to have an unemployment problem in the next few years, wait till, you know, things start to get back to normal and companies are like, okay, you don't have to see a person. I don't have to worry about an employee getting a mask. I don't have to worry about an employee calling out because of COVID. I don't have to worry about an employee needing to be in isolation. All right? All we need are people to stock things up. They could easily be 6 feet distance. You could only have two people working in the warehouse at once. And you guys all do it all electronically. And if you have an electronic issue, you just call IT. And leave the groceries here, call IT, come back another day when you have your poop together. And no people. We are going to go to a people-less society. So for those of us thinking, yeah, let's get rid of cash, let's get rid of coins, realize that that's also going to get rid of jobs. And I don't know if that's something, you know, we need to be careful what we wish for. This Amazon cart, apparently they're going to try this out in multiple stores, I think in California. And you have a QR code, and there's an app. And it's called a dash cart. And they look really cool, and they're green, and they really look high-tech. But the cart doesn't do your shopping. I mean, you need to actually, you know, go aisle to aisle, which a lot of times doesn't make sense to me because, you know, like if I want to make peanut butter and jelly, just have everything there. Just have the peanut butter, the jelly, and the bread. So you'll still have to walk around the grocery store and get your stuff, which is fine. Although I would just like ready-made peanut butter and jelly. Oh, those Crestables. Those Crestables are kind of yummy, but I don't eat them because I need to watch my weight. But, you know, these smart carts are kind of like going to be the new thing. So, you know, what industries would be affected if we don't do cash? Well, as long as everybody has a card, this works. But remember in New York, they tried to go cashless. Remember, I think it was in New York City. They were like, guys, we're just going to go cashless. Well, unfortunately, I think the ACLU or somebody had to speak up saying, look, you have a lot of underserved populations here, low income, that don't have banks. They don't have mailing addresses. Cashless doesn't work for them. So the only thing holding back us going completely cashless is we have huge communities that still need cash. They can't do the whole electronic, bougie, yuppie sort of just charge my American Express. So once companies are able to account for that, because again, they don't want to discriminate. They want to make sure that whatever, you know, commerce model they have can be, you know, inclusive for everybody. We'll still have some cashiers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, the polls, I don't really follow the polls. You know, it's supposed to take the temperature of what the, you know, world is thinking. But unfortunately, man, my chair is kind of squeaky here. Unfortunately, we don't really see a lot of accuracy with these polls, and I don't think a lot of people answer very accurately. I mean, I unfortunately have been very, very busy, so when a pollster does call me, I'm like, sorry, I can't do it right now, because I'm busy and I'm working and all that. You know, and so is, you know, are they really getting, you know, taking the temperature of the country very accurately, where you're calling people when they're in the middle of work, and how many people are going to stop work to answer a question, how many people are going to have that kind of a job where they can, you know, and so I don't know, and then at night when you're, you know, trying to sit down with the kids, or if you've been home all day because you've been, you know, working from home, are you going to really answer the phone? So, you know, a lot of these polls, it's kind of mixed on how accurate they are. And so The Hill has kind of suggested to not discount Trump or believe that the polls are showing Trump behind Biden. Representative Mike Kelly says that the polls are showing Trump trailing in key battleground state of Pennsylvania do not accurately reflect the state of the race on the ground. From what we understand, I think Trump did win Pennsylvania when he was up against Hillary. And Kelly said that the polls are not taking into account Trump's support from those who turned out to vote for the first time ever in 2016. He argued that, quote, likely voter models used by most pollsters are not sampling those first-time voters. So you have a lot of Generation Zers that turned 18 in the last few years. Many of them might be, you know, Biden supporters, or many of them might be Trump supporters. Trump has really started to have a following with the younger generation, very similarly to what Bernie Sanders had. Not the same young individuals, but, you know, you have kids that, you know, they're pretty smart these days. And, you know, they kind of, you know, have grown some of their ideals, or they hear other people talk. And you have a very, very charged youth that may be very liberal or maybe very conservative. So Representative Kelly said if you had talked to people the week before the 2016 election, they would have said that Trump is so far behind Hillary Clinton, he can't win. Said, well, people, they didn't poll first-time voters because they didn't know who was voting for the first time. By the same token, many of the same polls I've looked at, you're still polling likely voters, so these people aren't going to get polled. So the polls in 2016 showed Hillary Clinton with a small but consistent lead in most of the critical battleground states. Well, if Trump won Florida, if Trump won Pennsylvania, that switches over and moves over for electoral votes. Most people did not think Trump was going to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and he did. He won all three former blue wall states, narrowly, but won. And Kelly said President Trump in the district I'm from is very strong. He said in Pennsylvania it's strong. I just think that when you look at the current polls, go back to 2016 and look at the polls then, and then look at 4 a.m. on the morning of the election and ask yourself how the hell that happened. It's because there were a lot of people who came out to vote for the first time, because they believed in the message and they believed in the man. So, you know, Biden. Where is Biden leading? Well, Trump, apparently in a lot of these polls, appear to be far behind Biden. Biden has opened up leads in Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Arizona voting Democrat may happen one day. It may turn blue. But it's been predominantly a very strong red state. Polls show a very tight race in Texas, Georgia, Ohio, and Iowa. Texas has been very, very red. So, you know, is it that things are changing? Is it that people are unhappy with him? Is it that, you know, you have more, you know, people, let's say, from, you know, Mexico that might be blue, you know, as opposed to red? You know, or maybe they are more red. Who knows? But, you know, I just happen to think that when these polls come out, it's the media trying to do what the media likes to do best and sway voters. And so, you know, in Pennsylvania, Real Clear Politics says Biden has a 6.5 percentage point lead. Now, and also, you know, who knows? You know, maybe you have a lot of, you know, Trump supporters that are, you know, currently, I don't know, you know, I don't know. It's something that I don't think we could judge yet, because we haven't had the debates. We also haven't really seen a lot of ads. I mean, I haven't really been watching a lot of TV, but in a recession, you don't really see a lot of ads. So Biden is now doing his first ad in Texas. Apparently, polls are showing a tightening presidential race in traditionally Republican Texas. So Joe Biden has started a 60-second TV spot titled, quote, Tough, and a six-figure multi-state ad buy that deals with the rising number of COVID cases in the country. It's simultaneously an attempt to comfort anxious Americans, offer an indirect leadership contrast with President Trump, and provide simple public health guidance. The ad ends with a message that says, stay safe, wear a mask. So this is part of a four-state ad buy that Biden has announced. It's going to also include Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida. Now, coronavirus cases have soared across the Sun Belt, both Florida and Texas. So how is that? I mean, are people going to see the ads? Well, if a lot of people are watching Netflix and they're not watching regular TV, no. But if people are, you know, wanting to know when their state could open back up, I mean, I got to tell you, I've watched a lot more local news. But I've also watched a lot more local news because much of the local news is using me a lot. So I'm, you know, but in the news stations that don't use me, I don't really watch them that much. I hate to say that. You only have X amount of time. And so there's also going to be a Spanish language captioned version of the ad in Arizona, Florida, Texas, YouTube, Facebook, and Univision. So, I mean, do these ads work? Do they, you know, and people are very, very nervous. You know, and I don't know if it's that they like Trump per se or they like Biden per se, but they're nervous about the Supreme Court. They're nervous about judge appointments, and they're nervous about Medicaid. They're nervous about the economy. You know, who do I think would probably do a better job in the post-COVID economy? Probably Trump, you know, because Trump knows economy. You know, I mean, you know, who might have a better shot at, you know, uniting the country? Who knows? Maybe Biden. I don't know. You know, Trump is not really the most unifying. However, you know, he sure got stuff done. So for those people that think, you know, Trump's going to be the one that's going to kind of help us rebuild, he's going to be a shoo-in. You know, it's not even going to be a toss-up. And, you know, people have asked me, do we actually have people out there that are torn, that are maybe the young people, but most people are no Biden, nice guy, has committed to politics and committed to this country for multiple decades, you know, being in the Senate and stuff. You know, but he just doesn't seem to be the strongest figure, and he, you know, we don't know how, if on foreign policy, people are going to kind of be intimidated by him and, you know, not try to mess with him. And, you know, will Biden cave so much into, you know, all these more socialistic and Marxist demands? I don't know. You know, Trump looks like we kind of know what his agenda is going to be. Trump is going to be hard. I mean, we know what it is. Not going to be any surprises. With Biden, you know, people are like, well, will he do this? What's he going to do? I mean, is he going to, when we don't have jobs, open up immigration again and allow illegal immigrants to take our jobs? I mean, what's he going to do? So a lot of people don't know what he's going to do, but they kind of fear that, you know, he's going to be more liberal, more socialized than Trump would be, and that could affect them in the pocket. Trump seems to have the idea that, you know, it's going to be America first. We're going to make sure you guys get your jobs back. We're going to get the economy going again. And outsiders aren't going to be able to, you know, compete with you. Now, mind you, I come from a family of immigrants. You know, my family came here in the 60s, and thank God they did, but they became citizens. They've been paying taxes. And, you know, I was very, very lucky for them to get citizenship and be able to, become Americans. You know, so I am pro us allowing immigrants to come in. I think we do, though, need to have better policies when it comes to illegal immigration. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCS-DALI, 1-877-DOCS-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.